Proclamation number 7489 of 29th of December, 1959. Bonding with Jesus Christ. You may speak the name of the Lord at any time, and you'll always find a hearing with Him, because He only waits for you to turn your thoughts towards Him and He can lower His ray of love into your hearts. Because to the latter it belongs that your heart open, and this happens by turning your thoughts to Him. Every spiritual thought is a connection of you with the kingdom of light. Every thought of Him, your God and Father in Jesus Christ, is a bond with Him, which is the most valuable thing for you at any time, because every bond brings you power and light, which your soul feels even beneficially, even if your body is not able to feel anything of it. That is why you should turn to Jesus Christ even in the smallest needs, because you always establish the bond with Him, which will never remain unsuccessful. And the many small needs in human existence should only ever cause you to turn to Him. Because He wants you to remember Him always and everywhere, and because your bond cannot be intimate enough, you want to experience great blessings from it. You should come so far that you only go your ways with Him, that you entrust everything to Him, that you do nothing without Him, that you ask Him for advice, whatever you do. That you no longer walk alone, but in constant company of Him, who wants to be and remain your guide on your earthly life path. Because then you will also safely reach your aim. And even if your concerns are small, the bond with Him is the only important thing, and even the smallest concerns shall cause you to do so, and your Father will be pleased with you, with whom He desires to be connected for all eternity. For you had once voluntarily separated yourselves from Him and must therefore voluntarily return to Him again. In your thoughts you have to turn to Him again, from whom you once strove away in complete blindness of your thinking. But as humans you cannot be forced to do so, and that is why you stand in the world with free will, which you can now also direct towards the world and its charms. But then you yourselves are still very far from God, who however wants to win you back for eternity. And every thought, which you turn to Him in the middle of earth life, is a beginning return to Him, which is now to be striven for more and more seriously, i.e., that you lift your thoughts more and more often to Him, from whom you once went out. For this reason, however, the freedom of will also remains with you, because you are to find and go the way to the Father out of love. He does not want to force you to do so, because only love is the only binding agent which re-establishes the old relationship as it was at the beginning. Love alone connects the child with the Father, the creature with the Creator from eternity. And God wants to possess this love from you humans, and He therefore entices you in every way and courts your love. And whether this happens through hardship of all kinds, He seeks to persuade you to join Him, which will then also take place in love, which the Father will now prove in many ways so that He wins the child's entire love and the union can now take place which eternally unites the child with its Father. Let your thoughts wander upwards again and again, to Jesus Christ, your God and Father from eternity. And your life will soon take place more spiritually. You will easily overcome earthly life with all its difficulties, and you will soon live only for the spiritual kingdom, for the kingdom which is your true home and into which you will enter when your earthly course is finished. Amen.